There's been a lot of work in this area and done by a lot of systems, so simply to try to maintain the power of the receiver constant. And this is done just by alternating, I guess, varying the transmit power so that the receive power is constant. Now, this works great for things like the near-far effect, but it doesn't do a good job for something like inter-cell interference. So the next step up is to do what is called carrier-to-interference ratio balancing. The idea here is that a commonly accepted quality measure in cellular systems is this idea of carrier-to-interference ratio, because it directly impacts the bit error rate. Okay, so in carrier-to-interference ratio balancing, all you try to do is just adjust the transmit power so that every single user experiences the same CIR ratio. Now, this works really well for things like inter-cell interference, but on the other hand, it doesn't take into account the intra-cell interference. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about is what Qualcomm is doing, since it's the actual, it's a real practical system. Their cloud control is actually based on bit error rates, and it's a negative feedback system. So how does it work? The idea is that the transmitter would periodically lower the transmit power, and at the receiver would monitor its bit error rate, and whenever the bit error rate rises above some target threshold, it would tell the transmitter, increment my power by some amount. Okay. So this is like a, you know, an iterative process, and as such, you know, you have to start off with a pretty good initial guess for what the correct power should be so that you can converge quickly to the correct solution and keep up with the time varying channel conditions. Okay, this turned out to be kind of a problem, and their latest power control is in fact like a two-stage approach now. So in the first stage approach, what they do is they do something like CIR ratio balancing, in fact, to get these initial good values for the power, and then they apply this negative feedback of the bit error rate monitoring to converge to the correct solution.